Live from the KGGF studios here on this Wednesday morning, I'm Sam Speck. Happy to have you along with us as we're joined in studio by a couple of agents with the K-State Extension offices. It's James Cooper and Jacob Weber. Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hopefully staying warm out there. It is, wow, what a cold front that, actually the entire Midwest, but it's even sneaking down to us here in southeastern Kansas. What a chilly, chilly morning. So, gentlemen, I'm glad you could squeeze some time in. And, I'm sure you're happier to be inside than probably anywhere else at this point.
Yeah, it's a little cold to work out. Side for a person could do it if you had to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, with that, though, it looks like the weather's going to be turning around for tomorrow, Friday, and into the weekend, and you guys got this pretty cool little farmer's market thing going on this weekend.
Yeah, and it sounds like you got the weather just right for it. Is it going to be a nice
day? I'm hoping so. Yeah,
nice
getting close to 60, mostly cloudy, but still, man, those temperatures will be nice. But tell me, tell us, the listeners, I know we've definitely hit on it, but if they wanted to get involved, where it's at, and...
The farmer's market's coming up this weekend. This is for the vendors, those that raise and sell produce at the farmer's market. And there's going to be this coming up this summer, spring and summer, the locally grown produce. But this is a regional workshop designed to help those folks out and with some issues that they may be dealing with, especially food safety and pest control and regulations regarding the selling of meat, eggs, and poultry. A lot of information. And another thing, morel mushroom identification. And if you're going to sell morel mushrooms at the farmer's market, you have to have a certificate. And this will give you a certificate and learn how to identify morel mushrooms. Of course, a lot of folks that do go out and collect morels, they know what they look like already. So this just gives you a little bit of legal right to sell them at the farmer's market. It gives you some protection. So that's this workshop's coming up on Saturday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day, starting at 9 a.m. going to 3 p.m. We'll start registration about 8:30. I know a lot of folks pre-registered, and pre-registration is already closed. However, you can show up for it if you want to, and you register. And there will be a meal, but there's no guarantee that there will be a meal available for those that come in late. But I suspect that if we don't get too many come in, there'll be plenty of food, so don't worry about it. If you're interested, Parsons, Kansas, to the Southeast Area Research and Extension Center, just off of Highway 400 on Ness Road. And if you can't miss it because it's the only place just right off the road there. You'd have to go about a half mile south, I guess, to find another place. So right there at the intersection, and real easy exit and right entrance, a lot of parking space available. So come on over for their workshop. Again, that's this Saturday.
Great. And then I know you guys have many, many courses and workshops kind of all scattered throughout February. As we've hit on a few of them there. As James, if you wanted to get kind of hit the ones that I know that we've gotten to and just remind people of dates, information, and then obviously at the end give that that number for registration and other questions. Yeah. But why don't we kind of go on down the line, maybe if you wanted to go in succession of each other. But what do we got in February to look forward to?
Yeah, so I know I mentioned this before and other agents have mentioned some of these, but we have the pre-plant corn school. And that'll be on February the 11th at the Southeast Extension and Research Center in Parsons. Most producers know it pretty well. And that'll be in the morning from about 8 to about 1 o'clock. Cool. And so we'll have all kinds of specialists coming in from K-State, all these corn schools and soybean schools. The schools are really important to go to. The number is 620-724-8233. And we also have coming up just the day after, actually, is the Industrial Hemp Informational Meeting. So if you're interested in industrial hemp, this is really the thing to go to. There's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to industrial hemp, and there's a whole lot of information you need to know if you're interested in doing something like this. That will be in the evening from about 6:15 to 8:30, same place, Southeast Area, or the Southeast Research and Extension Center. And you can either call the Girard office, or you can call, you know, Independence office, 620-331-2690. And as for continuing on in February, we actually have another one, a HOTS training course. And so this is hazardous occupational training. we basically just call it Tractor Safety, though, because that's the real name for it, Tractor Safety. And this is actually for 14 and 15-year-olds to work on a farm that is not owned by your family. When you're a 14 and 15-year-old, you have to go through this training. It's required. And so if you would like to work on a farm and need to go through this training, just come on down. It's at the Labette High School. It'll be on Saturday the 23rd from 8 to 2 o'clock. And so the number, just call either one of those offices. The Altamont office is 620-784-5337.
Cool.
And so,
and with these courses, obviously, you know, is there like a certificate that they get at the end that they are able to, you know, kind of go on and pass as permissible to work on other people's farms?
Yeah. So the tractor safety, yeah, you have to get a certificate if you would want to work on other people's farms.
Certainly. Is there a cost for registration or anything like that? Or is it?
I think most of these are free. Pretty much everything except for the tractor safety, that costs $10 because you get a book and a bunch of other publication materials and, you know,
certainly,
there's some cost there.
There's some cost to it. But still, it's as he had mentioned, it's something that you do need if you plan on working elsewhere other than a family farm. So with that, tractor safety as well. So that that basically wraps it up for the month of February. But with that, that doesn't stop you guys when it comes to courses and things like that. So I wanted to kind of hit on, it looks like the land use values and lease agreement workshop coming up the very beginning of March.
Yeah. So I don't really know a whole lot about this because it's some different offices that are putting
certainly
this on, but still very good meeting. March the 5th at the Southeast Area Research Station again. That'll be in the afternoon. And we'll have Michael Taylor will be coming in and talking about agricultural leases. And she's a great speaker.
Great.
Like, if you haven't heard her, she does a fantastic job. And just 2 days after that, we'll actually do some dicamba trainings. And I'll probably talk a little bit more about dicamba stuff later. So,
okay, great. Yeah. So any other workshops that you guys wanted to highlight or anything for our listeners? I know we've hit on a lot of these, no doubt about, but I know there was that one big, the kids gardening course.
Yeah, 4-H Gardening Institute. This is a program designed for children that are interested in learning more about gardening and get into garden activity. It's not exclusively for 4-H kids, but it's designed and working with 4-H agents in all four counties of the Wildcat Extension District. And this is going to be on consecutive days during spring break, Monday, March 11th, Fredonia at the Courthouse Meeting Room. And all programs begin at 9 a.m. Just call the office just to sign up. There's no registration or no fee for these. On Tuesday, March 12th, we'll do it in Parsons at the Southeast Area Research and Extension Center again. That's a good place for a meeting. Wednesday, March 13th, here in Independence, and that'll be at the Independence Ag Building, the meeting room there. And then on March 14th in Girard, at the Girard Extension Office, 120 East Buffalo in Girard. And we're going to have a nice little program, be about 2 hours long. We'll have three of us getting together, the three ag agents here. James is going to talk about soil and fertilizer, soil testing. I'm sure he's going to mention that. Jerry Guerin, been on the radio quite a few times. She's going to talk about composting, and then we're going to talk about garden pests and managing those pests without using too many pesticides. We want to try to avoid doing that. We do just some good garden management practices, and then gardening tools and tips. And then the 4-H agents are going to put on the pumpkin contest. Pumpkin grow. We're still working on the details, but we're going to encourage the kids that come to the program to take some pumpkin seeds and grow pumpkins and see who can grow the biggest pumpkin, I'm sure. And maybe some other little categories as well. And we'll just do that from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., a little break in between, maybe some fun activities that'll be planned for that too as well. So give us a call. It's a good activity if you don't have anything else to do during spring break. And of course, we're getting into the garden season. Good idea. Good time to help your kids become educated in growing their own food and get them started off with that.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's I'm sure all ranges, there's no limit to the, obviously you got to be in the 4-H age limit there, but it could probably.
Parents are welcome to sit in on it as well.
Certainly, and take notes, notes from the back, right. Exactly. Yep. So, again, kind of come one, come all. Is there any registration process that they have to go down?
I would like to parents call into the extension office and just let us know that you're coming so we can kind of get an idea of who's going to show up and not get overwhelmed with a whole bunch.
Don't have this mass of people.
Yeah. So, okay.
Exactly. So, great. A lot of courses with that. So, the kids gardening course coming up, but I think it's, very important, especially for a lot of kids in 4-H as well, if that's something they're interested in or some of the projects that they may do.
Right.
Just something added with that as well. So, you had mentioned some of the things that you may be talking about in those courses as well, like fertilizing soil, pest control, things like that, all within the garden. I didn't know if you guys wanted to talk about that or if there was any other courses that you wanted to highlight here. I know we've almost overwhelmed our listeners with the amount of courses that you guys have got coming up, but I know all this information is also available on your website. It's very easy to navigate, to look down with that. So, but any other courses, or do you guys want to kind of get into other topics?
Well, we're going to be doing a Master Gardener class again here in the Southeast area, in the Wildcat District this year. We're hosting Master Gardener classes, and that'll be this fall. So any folks are interested in Master Gardener training, give us a call at the Extension office. We'll get you to sign up, or at least you're on the mailing list, and get that information out. The classes have not been planned yet. Instructors have not been secured, so we're still working on that, but a little bit early for that. It'll be this fall, starting sometime in September and lasting until about early November. The classes are going to be held at the Southeast Area Extension and Research and Extension Center in Parsons. Again, a good meeting place.
How convenient.
A very good facility for doing this type of training. our last training, of course, we had one of the instructors was unable to make it down, so she did her presentation live from her office at K-State in Manhattan, and we broadcasted right there into the meeting room with the ability for the instructor to see the audience and respond to audience questions. That worked out very well, and it sure saved a lot on travel time anyway, but the instructor had an emergency come up, couldn't make it down, but could do the program in her studio.
So it being in the fall, plenty of time. But is this Master Gardener thing something that you do want to kind of get a jump ahead on? And are these courses, are they something that fill up quickly?
We just have to have a minimum of 15 signed up to do the class. So we rarely have trouble getting the class filled up. But one time we had to miss because we didn't get it done in time. Didn't get the class size. Large enough, so we had to cancel that, but that was only once. I expect that we'll probably get it done this year again.
Yep, got some time to prepare for it as well. And again, all of those, all of these courses, information available on the website, or if you just call your local area extension office as well, they'll be happy to gift you all that information. As for James Cooper and Jacob Weber, we will take a quick break, and we will come back at about 8:10, and we'll continue this conversation with the K-State Extension and the research offices here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.